This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Georgina Andrews, A-N-D-R-E-W-S, Georgina, G-E-O-R-G-E-N-A. Date of birth is? Date of birth is 1/27/1943. Date of service? Well, 7/7/2022. Miss Andrews is a very pleasant 79-year-old female with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of CVA, and degenerative joint disease, who was admitted to the hospital after she fell. She said that she did not lose consciousness. She felt weak and fell over the. She has been getting progressively weak over the last couple of months and has had several falls. She was brought to the emergency room where she was evaluated and subsequently admitted to the hospital. Patient denied any complaints of chest pain, denied any shortness of breath, denied any palpitations, denied any feeling of being dizzy or lightheaded. Patient had CT scan of the head as well as the cervical spine, which showed no acute intracranial abnormality. Multi-level degenerative changes were seen in the spine. Chest X-ray was unremarkable. X-ray of the pelvis showed no acute process. X-ray of the foot was also unremarkable. Venous Doppler of the lower extremities was done. It showed no evidence of the venous thrombosis. Patient was evaluated with physical therapy and was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she said that she's been feeling weak. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of CVA, degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history, unremarkable. Social history, smoking, none. Alcohol, none. Allergies, allergies to azithromycin, Lasix, Lotril, Macrobid, Prinzide, and Azor. Review of system. Cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system. Denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Denied to urinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does have history of CVA. Complaints of generalized weakness. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pains, otherwise unremarkable. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal, pupils were equal, round, and reactive to light, axoncular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid brain, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive. extremities, mild edema, both lower extremities. Neurological examination, patient awake and alert, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, history of impression, number one, fall, next history of CVA, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next generalized weakness. Treatment, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patients admit to well-bridge rehabilitation facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, encourage her to drink enough fluids, eat better, work with therapy, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.